participant 6021. All right, so before we start, we're going to get you introduced to Jibo, our robot. Jibo, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Yes. Hi. I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. Hi. I'm Jibo.
Jibo is silly.
And I'm a social robot.
Jibo needs to sleep for a second.
Okay.
We'll come back to Jibo. All right, you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and press a buzzer for me to start off? Thank you. Okay, and you said you were six.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be super easy for you. This is just the alphabet, so I just want you to tell me what letter this is,
A.
What you see in the picture, and then can you think of something else that starts with the same letter?
A. Apple.
Good job. Let's just do this. So tell me the letter and what you see in the picture. That sounds good.
Okay. I'm on Linux.
Yeah. I know Jibo costs a lot of money, like $1,000 or so, hundreds.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He is an expensive robot.
Yeah, yeah. But I know you guys made this. And yeah. What did you? B-boy.
See, super easy.
Yeah. See, cookies?
What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, that? Probably maybe... Yeah, sugar cookies. Yeah, sugar
those
cookies.
Are yummy, yeah.
Yeah, those are like the best.
Those are yummy.
But they do have a lot of sugar on them. Mm-hmm. One time, I think our cousins or one or something, it was like, I think four or three, and like they gave me this sugar cookie, and I got like really hyper.
Oh my god, yeah. Literally, sugar makes you really kind of jittery, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
D for duck. E for elephant.
Have you ever seen an elephant?
Yeah, we actually went to the Columbus Zoo.
Yeah, no.
We actually really don't like it because...
You don't like it?
If you don't know, my dad has good anxiety around too many people.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. I know, it's usually really crowded there, isn't it?
Yeah. F for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. G for jacar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I can. E. Okay, I'm just gonna say E because I kinda, that's bad.
H?
H.
Yes.
Sorry. House. Ice cubes for I.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a lowercase I? Because I'm used to like a dot on the top.
Yeah, this is the uppercase I. The one with the dot on top is usually a lowercase I.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. These are uppercase letters. Mm-hmm. See this? You see this I here with the dot on top?
Yeah.
That's lowercase.
Yeah. J for drink.
What does this word say?
E.
This whole word. What's the picture here?
It's of a juice box.
Good job.
Key for K.
Mm-hmm.
Reef. Is that this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For L.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard going through the whole alphabet because like it's really long. Okay. Is
some
that a koala?
What you see.
Is that an animal?
Yeah. What does it say on the bottom?
Is that a koala? It looks like a koala to me. Are we just doing the animal?
What letter is this?
It's, sorry, I'm forgetting right now.
You're good.
Okay.
You can always say your alphabet again if that helps you.
Okay.
What comes after this letter? L.
M?
Yes, good job. So what is this?
Yeah. Animal?
Yeah, what does it say though?
What the? I'm confused. Are we saying the animal name or what
we're
animal
gonna,
it
we're
is?
We're saying the letter and the what's in the picture. It says the picture on the bottom.
Oh.
So I'll give you this one. So this is M for monkey.
Oh, monkey.
Does that make sense, what we're doing?
That looks like koala because... And for nails. Mm-hmm. Actually, after a while, we're going to actually spell our name. For orange?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was actually called, like, Owens? Owens?
Who knows?
Yeah. Point for P. That kind of actually hurt my lips, pretty much. What the? For queen? Wait.
What does this say?
U. Is that queen or king?
This is the letter Q, but what does this say?
Oh.
What sound does a duck make?
Quack?
Yep.
Oh, it says quack.
Yep.
Okay. Quen for. Wait.
Well, what letter is this?
R.
Says it on the bottom.
Is it like a, I'm confused. That looks like a crayon to
it's
me.
It's a crayon, but what does it say on the bottom? What color is the crayon?
What?
Mm-hmm. Good job.
They need to put colors and the things because that would be
nice
more understandable.
Okay.
Spiral for C.
What letter is this?
A C? S?
Mm-hmm. S.
Table for tea.
Yep, good job.
Umbrella for N, M, U, Q. V for, hold on. Vacuum?
Yeah, good job, you're doing amazing.
We just kind of spelled it all now in name. If you would just put the A and the D, wait, the V at the force and the A at the, and then the N at the end. There you go. Okay. Watch for W.
Mm-hmm. Three more to go.
X for... Excavation?
X-ray.
Strawberry?
It is strawberry, but what is it? Strawberry what?
Is it in like a bottle
it
something?
It says it on the bottom. What word is this?
This is... Container?
What word is this?
Yeah.
Can you sound it out?
Yeah. I know we actually don't do this much, but I actually do it. Yeah. One, R, J,
yogurt.
And yogurt.
Yep. And the last one?
Zebra for Z.
Good job. All right, you did amazing in that one. So can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. This one is also super easy. It's just the numbers.
Great job.
So, I just want you to tell me what number it is and what number you think comes next.
Are we going to count to 100?
We'll see.
I've done it before. Don't worry. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Am I going too fast? 8.
Well, careful,
because
it'll skip around.
10, 11, 12, 14. 15, 16.
What number is this?
No. 15? 17?
Is it
17? Hold on.
So we just went from what to what?
From to.
We went from 15 to.
18? 19?
What number is this?
L? Why are this? That's a 2, and that's a O.
That's a 0, 2 and 0. So what number does 2, 0 make?
It's okay.
Okay.
Do you not know the numbers,
but I just don't count a yacht.
Okay.
I didn't count to like 5.
Okay, Yeah. This is 20.
Okay,
have
20.
Have you heard about the 20?
Yeah, I've...
You want to take a guess at this one?
Do we just...
We're skipping around.
Is it like 21,
I think? After 20 is 21.
Yeah.
It's trying to trick you.
I know we actually do it. Okay. But 21, 22.
See, yeah, you know your numbers.
23, right, 24, 25.
You know this number.
100.
Good job. What about?
102. Did I get that right?
Oh, do you know this number?
Actually, I've never counted more than 100.
What about this number?
1,000.
Good job. Wow. You can go to really
sometimes
high numbers.
I actually cheat. And, oh my gosh.
All right, you did amazing on that
okay,
one. So go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. This next one is a super silly game, but it's kind of easy, but it's kind of silly. So I'll give you an example, okay? And there's gonna be weird words in here. So this is what? One?
Shoe?
And then what's this?
Two shoes?
That's literally it.
Two?
So this was one shoe, this is?
Two shoes,
great. That's all we're doing. So this is called a brick. Can you say brick?
Blip.
One brick?
Two blip. This is
one light?
White.
I'm on Linux.
Two yite stuff. Why is she so silly? Two yites. Bell. One bell. Two bell.
This is called a yawk. Can you say
yawk? Yawk.
One yawk.
Two yawk. Is that a crib?
Mm-hmm. One crib.
One crib. Two crib.
Is that what you would say? Two crib?
Yeah, I guess. Two cribs.
Yeah, there we go. This is a pint. Can you say pint?
Pint.
One pint?
Two pint.
Good job.
This is really
easy. This is called a foo. I know, isn't that weird? So if this is one foo, then we have?
Two foo.
I know, super weird. This is called a kel.
Kel?
Kel. So if this is one kel.
Actually, sing that in here, that little toy room, shop room, whatever that is.
You saw something like this here?
Yeah, I saw
it. I'm sure, yeah. This does look like something that would get cosine.
Two cow.
Good job.
Is that a walk?
Mm-hmm. One walk.
Two walk. That looks like a miles. Okay, I kind of got the one.
This is one dock.
Dock?
One dock. So one dock?
Two dock. One slide, two slide.
This is called a skack.
One skack, two skack. One pulse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
Okay, one bag, two bag.
Great job.
Bags.
We're gonna call this a ship.
Okay, one ship, two ship. One cup, two cup.
Good job, we're almost done.
One Joey and peanut butter sandwich.
It is, but we're gonna call this a snack.
Okay.
One snack,
two snack. To make the world shuttle. Yeah. One donut.
We're gonna call this a yag. Can you say yag?
Yeah, one yag.
I know, weird, isn't it?
Two yag.
Great job. And then this is our last one. This is called a mip.
Mip?
One mip?
Two mip. That looks like a type of food. It kind of
does. This is one slide.
How do we even know these words?
They're not real words. They're just to see if you can say the word. So this is one slide. Can you say smide?
Smide.
And then this is?
Two smide.
Good job. You're all done. Thank you so much for that.
It looks like a donut with polka dots.
Doesn't it actually? Yeah, maybe the polka dots are maybe sprinkles.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me since you did so good on that one? Oh. You like the orange one, don't you?
You're doing an awesome job.
Look at Jibo talking again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Jibo.
For this one, Jibo is going to tell us what to do.
Oh,
right, Jibo?
Okay.
Can you tell us what to do for the next game, Jibo?
Okay.
Oh. Jibo.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me about them.
Sound fair enough? Alright.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you the pictures, and you're going to tell me everything you see in the picture, okay?
Okay.
Here's our first one.
I see a boy and a young that wants to eat the boy. I see a fish.
You think the lion wants to eat the boy?
Well, youngs eat meat.
They do eat people.
So, but he does use knives anyways. Looks like he's about to, like, push the boy into the bottle or something. I don't know. I see weeds. I see the... That's pretty much all. I see the ground. That's... I see bugs fly. That dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
I see a baby dragonfly and a dog dragonfly.
What's going on in this picture? Let's say if this was in a storybook, what would you say is going on? If you had to come up with a story, what would you say is going on?
So, the tiger wants to... Okay, I guess I wouldn't actually say that. The tiger's nice and it's taking care of the boy. Is that a better speech? The boy is looking at the fish, trying to touch the fish. The fish is staying away from the boy. There's a baby dragonfly trying to find his dad, and that is the dad dragonfly.
Well, and if the lion was nice to you, would you ever befriend the lion?
I would just be friends with the lion and keep it as a pet.
You would just be friends but not keep it as a pet?
Yeah.
Just kind of stay away a little?
I would keep it as a pet, actually. And just feed it meat every day. I would get, like, pork some meat.
You would keep it as a pet,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah, I guess.
That would be really cool. All your friends would be jealous of you.
Yeah.
Alright, is that all you see in this picture?
Yeah, basically.
Alright, we can move on to the next one.
I see flowers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see a boy imagining he's flying in the sky. That's all I really see. That's actually, that's too much scenes and heel, basically.
What do you see in there?
I see a tree, a window, fish tank, a never window, books, a drawer, toys, a bed. I see his pants, he's standing up on the pants. I see a paper airplane, I see an airplane. And, okay, I see clouds, tree, sock. This boy needs to take better hygiene stuff in his room. A little care of it.
Doesn't it look like a messy room?
Yeah, it looks like a mess.
Your room doesn't look like that?
No, it does not. Actually, I don't even sweep up my room. I don't even actually use it really at all. We just keep, like, stuff in there. Basically.
I know, that's a pretty messy room.
It's
anything else you see in this one?
No, that's it, probably. Oh, wow.
This one's one of my favorites. It's super funny.
I kind of like it, to be honest. But I don't like how he, like, why does he have rats in the room? Why?
I know. Isn't there a hygiene problem with
that? Yeah, there's hygiene problems. You might say, why would a kid ask about a kid's hygiene? Well, I did that. I do it. I see a clown person, I see an octopus with a magnifying glass, I see paper notes, I see paintings like that, I see shapes, I guess.
Okay.
I see jewels, I see little potions, I see a light bulb, what must be his idea. He's supposed to put that on his head. Have you seen any, like, shows when they have, like, ideas and they pull it on the, and, like, a light bulb pops up in it.
Yeah,
and then
like
the
an idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have.
I see eyes. I should actually describe that and all the other pictures. Wait, did we skip one?
No, we're going to this one next.
Oh.
But can you tell me what's going on in that picture? What do you think they're doing?
They're doing science.
What do you think they're experimenting on?
An octopus?
You think they're experimenting on the octopus or the octopus is experimenting on them?
I don't know. I feel like they're experimenting on that or that.
Alright, fair enough. We can move on to the next one then. Are you done with telling me what's in this picture?
Yes.
Alright.
I see. What is this vegetable again? What is it?
I don't know. I think it may be like
it's
a
radish.
Radish,
yeah, radish.
That's what
yeah.
I was gonna say.
I can do wig and bow movements. That kind of holds my arms pretty much.
So what's going on in this picture?
I see how. I see eyes. I see a mouth. I see a head. I see a body. I see shells. I see faces. I see how. I see a huge, enormous radish. I see baby radishes. All those carrots. I see the sky, the clouds. I see the stem of the radish. Oh, I see. I typically see leaves, I guess. And that's pretty much it. And there's
how do you think the radish got so big?
Oh, probably it was a magical radish or something. Typically. I don't even believe in radish. I just said that one. I mean, magic. I don't believe in magic really at all. I know that's not real. Fairies and all that sounds. And that's all I see in this picture.
Alright, that was really good though. Thank you. That's all the pictures in this one. So go ahead and hit another buzzer. Your favorite one, huh?
Yeah, is that the ding dong?
Yeah, it's like a doorbell, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
This one, I just want you to read these two paragraphs. Can you do that for me? Okay, yeah, we can totally skip it.
Yeah,
totally
I can't fine. Read.
That is totally okay. Go ahead and hit another buzzer then, so we can skip on to the next one.
Okay.
Alright. Same thing in this one, but this one's a little interesting. So let's say I'm a little kid, okay?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's going on in this picture and how you would do it?
I don't brush my teeth, actually.
How would you, though?
How would this... I do it at the distance. I said that one, I know I did. I would decide technically to... I don't have a real toothbrush, so it's kind of hard. I actually have like a sole thing. Like that. What is it called? It's called
like an electric toothbrush?
No, I have like a sole thing. Like it's called I don't know. I forget what it's called. It's something holding like down here. It's sole. A cankle sole? Yeah, I have one of those.
Painful.
Yeah,
those
are painful.
All right, we can move to the next one.
Okay.
Can you tell me what he's doing and how you do it?
I see kids in commercials wash their hands and do the ABCs, but I do not do that.
What do you do then?
I just do this.
But like, what's the first step to washing your hands? Can you tell me step by step what you would do?
I would pull soap on my hands. I would wash my hands. I would dry my hands. I would go out of the bathroom. And I would watch my iPad.
Sounds fair enough.
I actually have an iPad anyways.
You do.
But yeah. That's from another story you're going to hear.
What's this person doing?
If you can clearly see, I don't have any, like, end-time shoes. So I don't know how to tie my shoes.
That's okay. We can move on to the next one.
But I would do it. I don't even know how to do it. He has tying shoes. Pouring the cereal on Ashley. My mommy does that for me.
Do you know how she does it? Can you tell me how she does that for you?
She just goes into the kitchen and pour it in. I don't watch her do it.
What cereal do you eat, though? Do you know?
Oh, I sometimes Cheerios, Corn Flakes, and this new cereal we got.
Which one's your favorite?
Probably Corn Flakes, to be honest. I just like the milk. Actually, at Hen's mom's house, we go to her, and, I always ask her, we call her real name is, so I told to pour a little bit of sugar on it, and I just eat it.
Wow, do you like that?
Yeah, I like that pretty much.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. Let's see here. Pulling on quills.
How do you do that?
Actually, even though I'm really old, my mommy still pulls my shirt on for me.
I know, it can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. I literally just pull my socks on. I have like yarn socks. Yeah. I'm not gonna take my shoes off, guaranteed, because I'm not allowed to, I guess. In this particular room. I would just took me, put my shirt on. Yeah.
Alright.
It's kind of hard talking about it because.
I know, it's hard explaining
some,
it.
No, there's some scenes where I can't really tell them in pervy.
That's okay. What about this picture? What is this girl doing?
Making cupcakes.
Do you know how to make a cupcake?
No, I've never made a cupcake in my life.
Have you ate a cupcake before?
Yes, I have.
So, what's your favorite flavor of cupcake?
Hold on. I'm just laughing. My favorite cupcake? It's... To be honest, I... Oh. I don't really have a favorite cupcake, to be honest.
Chocolate, vanilla, red velvet, strawberry, any of those? Or do you like all of them?
I like all of
you
them,
like all of them?
I guess.
They're all really tried. Good. What's this girl doing?
Painting. Why do they look like they have clown noses?
I know, don't they look like that? What do you know how to paint? Do you ever draw or anything of
I
that
paint.
Sort?
I know how to paint, but I feel like I do really good painting or bad painting.
What do you usually paint?
I usually just paint, like, I do watercolors, technically, but I just really do, I do watercolors. I just make, like, beautiful types of things. I make, it's like stains on, we have like canvases, and I just pull that on them. Does Ashley see him? That's her dad. I actually have a painting at the home, of mine. It's like if I would describe it, it's kind of technically like, it just, tie-dye. Yeah, tie-dye. Okay. Yeah. It's like watercolors. Okay. Oh, I've never pulled my seatbelt on me.
Do you know how to, though? Do
no.
you know how you do it?
I don't really know how to. Well, I do,
like the buckle?
Yeah, the buckle on your chest or something. Like me. I know how to do that, but all the rest I don't.
This one's silly.
I don't even actually really play with toys. I'm not a toy kid.
What do you play with, though?
This is hard to describe, but I do my iPad. That's all I do.
What do you play on your iPad? Like Roblox?
Hold on. No. Roblox is an inappropriate game.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know what game
that is. That is an inappropriate game. Does guns, else things I can't say in this building.
Well, I've only played some dress-up games on Roblox, so I don't know all the games.
Okay. That is a... I'm glad you never play it because that is an inappropriate game.
What do you play on your iPad then?
Minecraft. I like that.
Do you have like your own little house and stuff in Minecraft?
I do that creative. Actually, I have a whole creative world where I've made 100 buildings. And that pretty much, I have a lot of building ideas to do. My mom actually made a mansion. Actually, him and Hall plays Minecraft with me.
Oh, wow.
We don't have a server because, if you can tell, we're not rich people. So actually, I think, one of his friends is going to come over and get us a server at one day, but she's not. My mom's.
That sounds so fun that you guys all play Minecraft together.
Yeah, we all play Minecraft. Even actually, she plays Minecraft.
Wow.
She actually started doing it. She was kind of like a noob, but she was getting to a pro.
I was wondering what you're saying about her.
Yeah, she plays Minecraft a lot, but she's kind of a noob, to be honest. I know all the basics.
She's not as good as you are, huh?
I know if you do redstone with a drip leaf, it actually like stays and not go down at all. I know a couple things.
That sounds really cool. Alright, we have only a few more pictures left, so what's going on in this one?
He's like doing a dress up? He's dressing up? Actually, so my cousin really likes to do acting over the whole years he's grown up. He's actually a teenager now. He's like, I think he's like 50 or 20 years old. I don't know. He's about an adult, almost an adult, and kind of, like, surprised. Over this virus, I haven't got to meet them for years, so, yeah. But I have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about this picture?
Those are babies.
Mm-hmm. What
because,
are they
like, you could that swipe. Like, if I go in the trailer, it would be like, that was not fun at all.
I know.
Let's throw away this side. Even though it costs money. I don't like to waste money.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at the store one day and like he's doing basketball?
I think that's a soccer ball.
Soccer ball, I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you play any sports?
No, I don't actually play sports at all.
I didn't either when I was a kid. All right, let's move on to the next one. So can you hit another buzzer for me?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can all be done now. You did an amazing job. Thank you.
We're done now?
Yeah, we're all done. You did such a good job.
You want to hit the buzzer, and then we'll finish up.
Okay. I already did that.